It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
There's a website called the Top Tens.
Okay.
And they came out with the most beautiful songs ever. And when you think about that, you go, ever? I mean, how can we rank that? I mean, Beethoven made the list. He's number 13.
Okay. He's only number 13. He's Beethoven. And he's only number 13.
This is
Ozzy Osbourne beat Beethoven.
Right. So, well, somebody did. But somebody beat this.
This is the Moonlight Sonata?
Very good.
Yeah.
This is Beethoven. Beethoven. Number 13 on the list.
Okay.
You go, the list seems kind of true then. If they put Beethoven on the list,
right.
Who else made the list? The top 20, number 20, Van Halen, Love Walks In, makes it as the most beautiful song. Which is weird because the song is about aliens. So.
Okay. So whoever wrote this list is probably more of a Beethoven fan rather than a Van Halen fan.
But it's a great song. Top 20 of all time. Number 19, Evanescence.
This pain is just too real.
Great
There's
song.
Just too much that time cannot erase.
Beautiful song. I agree.
Beautiful song. One. So there you go. We're not even going to play the Beatles because you don't care.
No. You know why? Not into boy bands.
That joke. Number 15, you're going to go, this list is complete bullshit. Number 15.
Those were the best days of my life.
Ew.
Summer 69 makes the list of number 15 most beautiful songs of all time.
It's a horrible song.
So I don't know if that's a beautiful song. All right. Michael Jackson, Heal the World, We Don't Care. We talked about Beethoven. Okay. This song makes number 12.
And I think to myself.
Oh, yeah.
What a wonderful world.
This is iconic. I mean, this is not only is it beautiful, it's used in movies. This is always the first dance, the father-daughter dance at weddings.
Number 11, we're almost in the top 10 most beautiful songs of all time, Michael Jackson. You Are Not Alone.
Every day I see myself. This song makes me cry. I get chills every time.
Now we're in the top 10.
Beat It? Is Beat It on the list?
Beat It is not a love song. It's not a beautiful song.
I think
song.
It is. It's a self-love song. Go ahead. Who's number 10?
Pink Floyd. But number 10 of all time. Okay. Number 9, Simon and Garfunkel. Bridge Over Troubled Waters, great song.
Yeah, for a certain generation, yeah.
Of all time. But these are songs. Beethoven made the list, so.
But Beethoven is iconic. I mean, people know the Beethoven song because I hate to say this, but it's actually one of the songs from Your Good Man, Charlie Brown. I know you're not a Broadway guy, but the Peanuts musical, Your Good Man, Charlie Brown, they use that Beethoven song, the Moonlight Sonata, which is how I knew it.
Numbers.
You know something, Schroeder? I think you, I won't sing it for you, but that's, anyway.
No, please don't sing. Number six.
It's on there.
We're going to skip to number six. It's a Beatle, but it's not the Beatles.
John Lennon.
John Lennon, Imagine,
Yes, okay. Honestly, not a fan, as you know, but that song is really beautiful, and I could see why it made the list. Yeah,
it should be the most beautiful song ever of all time, period.
Yeah.
Number five. Now we're in the top five. The Art of Life by X Japan.
What is that?
Like a dog carried by the flood tide.
This is a beautiful song?
I guess.
That was beautiful? I mean, it's not a bad song, but beautiful? I don't know.
Number four.
Okay, that's an odd choice.
Number four.
Oh, yeah. You have to put Queen on there.
Number four.
Mama,
but it's talking about killing a man.
She's killed a man.
But it's beautiful.
No, but it's for the time, it was kind of like a beautiful, edgy song. So again, you got to put things in their historical context.
Number three, and I would say this should be number one, really close second to Imagine. Jeff Buckley, Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
You know,
oh my God.
American Idol ruined this song in the X Factor.
Everybody did it every season.
Well, I heard there was a secret code.
In fact, I think like by season 8 or 9, they put a ban on this song because it was too much already.
Right. But if it wasn't for those stupid shows, the song would still be.
Most beautiful song. That is, I think, I agree with you. That's one of the most beautiful songs ever.
And number two, and I'm going to say this is my favorite thing I ever saw on TV was when Heart did Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. Mm-hmm. And you just, how great this song is. But number two, Led Zeppelin.
You know what's special about this song is that it passes every generation. I have seen 12-year-olds jamming out to this, and I've seen their grandparents. It's one of those songs that like every generation has a connection to that particular Led Zeppelin song that they jam out to it. Like no one says, ugh, that song's horrible. They're all like, yeah, okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm. So number one on this list, and I think the only reason why they came out, they put this on number one was to get people talking about it, because without the song at number one, you would not pay attention to this list.
Okay.
But people are saying, get this off the list. You're stupid.
Is it Radiohead?
No, but Creep is on here.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay.
Coldplay, Yellow's on here. There's a lot of great songs. Number one, they put from the website, the top tens, the most beautiful song of all time, Guns N' Roses, November Rain.
No.
It beat Beethoven.
Axl Rose is better than Beethoven.
Better than Beethoven.
I mean, this song's aight, but
the song's horrible. This song is 12 minutes long, and I hated playing it on the air.
Yeah, I wouldn't even put it in the top 10. I mean, I could see it maybe the top like 50, but the number one song, that's, yeah, those people were definitely high when they made this list.
Yeah, they're high when they said Bryan Adams, Summer of 69, and then they put Halo by Beyonce at number 23.
Until now, it's like I've been awakened.
So you're going to put Guns N' Roses on top of that.
Ahead of Beyonce, I don't think so. What would you say? What didn't make the list that you think should be on that list?
Oh, it would have to be anything by Meatloaf.
I don't know if I would consider his music beautiful. Remember, beautiful is different. Do you know what I mean? Like there's, I don't know. I know you love Meatloaf, but beautiful? Really?
Yeah. I mean, I would say the Beach Boys, God Only Knows. I'm looking at that right now. That's why that came to my mind.
Okay.
I love that song.
I'll go with you with that one, sure.
Yeah, Oasis, Wonderwall. No, they should never be on this list. The Bangles, Eternal Flame, made the list.
It's a little corny.
Yeah, it's still, it's.
Here's what I would add to the top five. The Moody Blues, Nights in White Satin.
I'll have to, hats off to you for that. Very good.
Yeah, because I feel that's in a lot of movies for a reason, you know. And then what about David Bowie, Heroes? There's no David Bowie on the list, and David Bowie's written some really beautiful music. And
now,
I feel
he
like
didn't beat Beethoven, though, so.
Well, then move Beethoven up on the list and stick David Bowie in there. So, David Bowie's written a lot of really beautiful songs, but I'm going to say Heroes is probably a song by David Bowie that feels like it's a beautiful song.
Yeah, number 50 on the list should be in the top 10, Etta James with
Like a Song.
Oh, yes.
At last.
Oh, yeah, yeah. At last.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, her voice is incredible. See, this is another one of those lists that really ticks me off because they always forget about the female artists. And I really hate the fact that all these music lists are so male driven. You know, in the top 10, how many female artists do you have?
Right. None.
But, right. Zero.
But they stick paparazzi at 56. Oh, you're lovely,
paparazzi. Like Lady Gaga doesn't have more beautiful songs than that. Come on.
Than paparazzi.
It's ridiculous. Like,
we got to put Lady Gaga on there. Screw it. Paparazzi. Fine.
But she wrote some really beautiful music. Screw it. Paparazzi. Because it's the only one that we know.
Number 69, they're putting the Who. It's not a beautiful song.
69, nice. I'm down on these lists because they seem to very quickly forget about female artists of every generation and every genre. Because that Etta James song should have been in the top three.
I agree.
You know, I'm not asking for Natalie Imbruglia Torn. I'm talking about Etta James, something that's a little more iconic.
And Fix You has to be in the top 10. Fix You is number 84 on this list.
When you lose something you can't replace.
Awesome song.
Yeah, it gives me a headache a little.
It's just an amazing song.
I know, but it's the notes in it are kind of at that level that only dogs can hear, you know?
It's that Kelly Clarkson key. Whatever yes. key that Kelly Clarkson is in,
yeah,
it's right there. That yeah, I understand.
Right, yeah, that's the headache key.
All Coldplay, Kelly Clarkson is in that right. key of E.
You, yeah, every time you download a Coldplay song, it should come with like a coupon for Advil.
Songs in the key of E are like Sarah McLachlan.
Right.
And to you, it's the Beatles.
Right.
Joni Mitchell, right there, same key.